My, oh my, oh my. Troubles, troubles, troubles. Problems, problems, problems. The current crop of elected officials and bureaucrats are the culprits. Those rascals. The trouble creators, the problem givers. But 280 years ago, the founders gave us solutions. Let's talk about money. I hate talking about money. But we're adults now, so let's talk about money. The national debt. Money we don't have. Money we owe to somebody, and it's actually not that important to know whom we owe it to. This is Founder's Solution. I'm David Allen Punt. Bring up the U.S. debt clock, the amount of money Congress and we, by extension, spend every second. Check it out for yourself, usdebtclock.com, and behold the numbers flashing in front of your eyeballs. Look at all that money, my money, your money, our money. I like the number in the lower right-hand corner, the amount of cash that I owe personally, my personal chunk, my personal responsibility to my nation's future. Thankfully, it's a lot smaller than the big number at the top left, $33 trillion and change. My personal chunk is a mere $578,003. I don't have it on me. But I guess if I liquidated everything I own, I could get close. There goes the house, the cars, the trailer, the gold Grandpa left me, the silver bar I got for my birthday, the Mrs. Jewelry, and my collectible Star Wars Darth Vader coin bank. Depending upon how much Darth is worth now, I might even have some money left. Wait a minute. When I started typing this, the number was 578,003. Now it's 578,004. That can't be right. Last week, the number was $577,577. Today, the amount I owe, just me, has risen by, let's see, ought, nots, ought, it's carry the 4, divide by 17, $426. Actually, $427. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says that's mandatory programmatic expenditures. Congress started spending it, put it on automatic, then said they'd never bring it up again because to even talk about it would be election suicide, the end of their governmental career. Back on the porch, complaining about the government full time. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, student loans, Obamacare. Take away my goodies, I'll not vote for you ever again. My personal chunk is now up to $578,005, $428 more than last week, 6 days ago. This is a bit scary. Would that be something we could pass a law to fix or pass an amendment? True, Congress will never even think about such a law or such an amendment, but we, you and I, and 34 of our state legislatures can with an Article 5 Convention of States. Check it out. Or wait until your personal chunk of the money to pay back reaches 578,006, or 7, or 8, or 9. And that's today's Founder's Solution. I'm David Allen Punt.